Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, growing fruits and vegetables for sale to the public, either through a broker or directly to the public, has become big business in the Palmetto State. And it comes with some caveats, and one of them is having a good agricultural and good handling practices certificate. And we're about to learn a whole lot more about both of those.
Well, you're right. It is becoming more prevalent that buyers, either in the school system or perhaps a hospital or perhaps just our regular grocery outlets through a broker, they're requiring that our growers have the GAP certificates, as we call them, or the GHP certification. And this week we're going to have a meeting on Wednesday at the Phillips Market Center, the market, to have a 9-to-4 training session for the farmers who are ready to take that step.
The number of GAP certified farms has actually risen exponentially just in 3 or 4 years.
Well, that's right. The farmers are becoming more aware of this requirement, and it's an undertaking for a farmer the first time. I remember talking to my cousin one night at a barbecue. He's a vegetable farmer near Bowman, and he said, "What is this GAP stuff?" And I explained a little bit of it, and I think reluctantly he knew that he'd have to make that move himself to continue in some of the markets. So we're making farmers aware of it. You're right, the numbers who have gone through the process has doubled in the last couple of years. We think it's only going to be more prevalent by the buyers from farms of most all sizes that they have the GAP certificates of the GHP. So we're trying to be there for those farmers and got them through the process.
Now, the meeting that you're having this week is actually an entry-level meeting. Let's talk a little bit about what producers can learn from that meeting.
Well, they'll learn about the different sections of the checklist that we have with the good ag practices, the good handling practices, and which ones would apply to their farm and to the particular crop that they're growing. And then they can see just what changes they may have to make, if any, in order to comply. It may be just a matter of having someone verify. And with a GAP and the GHP, you do have to have that third-party auditor, and that's what we do for them. So some of them may find out that it's not that much work that they have to do, except the current operation. Now, some may find out that they have some changes to make, but nevertheless, we think that the farmers first off need to be aware of it and evaluate their own farms and see just what it's going to take for them to get these certificates so that it could broaden their markets.
Now, this workshop is actually tomorrow at, as you mentioned, the State Farmers Market there in Columbia. Is it too late to get involved?
No. It starts at 9 o'clock. I don't think there's any pre-registration required. The farmers are going to learn more about this Food Safety Modernization Act that is coming, and all of those rules will be in place soon. So we encourage them, if they want to go to the website and learn more about the meeting, agriculture.sc.gov, or call us today at 803-734-2210 and ask about the training session tomorrow.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.